This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. I'm Rich Ugger.
Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
That's Hank Williams. He's a favorite with country music fans. It turns out some of those fans included soul singers.
You know, guys growing up in the South, the biggest radio station was the one that carried the Grand Ole Opry.
Bill Mockestead of Macomb says he picked up that tidbit while visiting the Stax Museum of American Soul Music in Memphis, Tennessee. He says he was struck by the influence country music had on soul singers.
And ever since then, I thought, you know, there's something to be learned about that.
That museum trip inspired him to come up with the idea for a concert called When Soul Meets Country. It'll take place next week in downtown Macomb.
The roots of country music are just shot through with black music influences and African American musicians.
For example, here's Johnny Cash performing a traditional gospel song.
When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down.
And the crossover works the other way, too. Remember the Hank Williams song we heard a couple minutes ago?
If you love somebody new,
Ray Charles did a version.
New love too. Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
Mockestead believes music is malleable, and because of that, he believes music is one way to help bring the entire community together.
I don't need to remind anyone that we've been, as a nation and locally in our own town here, have been facing some very difficult issues with regard to race. And I was thinking this is one small way of bringing a community together, again, whether in person or online. And it's kind of like having a meal, you know, breaking bread together. Sharing music is a way of breaking down barriers and just having a good time together and maybe start some conversations.
When Soul Meets Country will take place next Friday, April 30th, outside the Wine Cellars in downtown Macomb. It'll also be live-streamed on the Wine Cellars Facebook page. Space is limited, so reservations are required. There's no admission fee, but donations will be accepted. Donations will go to the Macomb Arts Center, which was supposed to host the concert indoors a year ago before the pandemic forced them to postpone the event. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.